Eager by Helen Fox, read by Stephen Pacey. Prologue. EGR-3 stood in the small dark room and watched the sea. It tumbled and roared below him. The spray rose so high it threatened to touch him, but the wind carried it away before it could reach that far. The sky was black and lowering, and the sea a cauldron of grey. He could taste something familiar. What was it? Salt. The room itself was at the top of the house, tucked under the eaves. The light on the landing had been left on, and a thin beam peeked under the door. Otherwise, the only light was the pale glow of a street lamp through the curtainless window. EGR-3 had spent nearly all his life in the room. Yet he had travelled through the streets of the city, climbed steps and hills. He had run in the woods, dodging fallen logs and holes that showed themselves at the last moment. He had stood in awe, looking up at great trees and listening to the murmuring of their leaves and the creaking of their branches. He had walked up and down trains and hoverbuses, keeping his balance as they tipped and turned or sped over bumps. He had practiced chopping wood and threading needles, pouring water and moving heavy objects. And all the time, his brain was asking and comparing and cataloguing and storing away the experiences. A gust of wind knocked him off balance, and he hastily stepped back from the edge of the cliff. He heard the door of the room slide open. A human would not have heard, but EGR-3's hearing was as sharp as an owl's. "Good evening, Professor," he said, turning towards the door just in time to glimpse a luminous ball as it floated across the landing and out of sight.